Hello there, my brother, and welcome to the Inspired by Impact 24 Before 2024 Challenge for Men. Now, the challenge is really simple. Hear the inspiration, determine your integration, and commit to taking your one small, specific, and simple step in the next 24 hours to ignite the impact you wish to see in your work. Now, let's get to today's challenge. Hello there, my brother, and welcome to day two of the 24 Before 2024 Challenge for Men. And this is what we be tackling today. What if we're all wrong about purpose? But before we get into today's challenge, I want to back up to yesterday's challenge and I want to ask you a question. Have you come up with your one small, specific, and simple action that represents your one most important value being fulfilled? And I also want to dive a little bit into something else here before we go on to day two, because number one, I realized in the podcast, I didn't demo first, which, you know what, that's a huge faux pas for me, because when I think about my classes, it's not like my fitness classes, which I don't do anymore, by the way, but I'm thinking back to my TRX days, and it's not like people come in and I say what the exercise is without demoing it, let alone not demoing different options. So that, listen, if you're playing at level one, you're a newbie, then this is what you want to do. And if you want to dial it up, this is what you can do. If you want to try to do something that scares you, level three can be at. So I realized I didn't do that. So I'm going to start doing that in each episode. So I want to back up to day number one. So in terms of demoing, remember that we were talking about values. And the specific question that I asked was, in terms of our integration, what is one of your most important values in life right now? And what is one small, specific, and simple action that represents that value being fulfilled? Now, for me, it was switching from text messages to video messages to connect, because I said that one of my core values is to connect. And then inside of that, I said, you'll be amazed at how much your brothers appreciate a video message. I won't read the rest of it, but I'm going to give you two really quick stories. Number one, one of my newest and dearest friends and brothers is George at the Tin Men on IG, who is a men's and boys advocate. And rather than me trying to describe his reaction, I'm going to take it straight from the podcast episode and play it for you right here.
I admire you, Carl. I just love it. Something about your face is just really brightens up my day. When you send no one ever sends me videos on Instagram apart from you. Yeah. It's always like, hey, George, it's almost like, wow, you sent me a video. And it's always just like, I sit down, I stop what I'm doing, I watch the video, and I'm like, just love seeing your face. So please keep doing that.
Another guy who I talk to, man, maybe a couple times a year, but he used to come to my classes. And the last time I saw, he never posts on IG. And the last time I saw him post, it was with regards to his new daughter. And so I sent him a video message just congratulating him and telling him how much I miss him in my classes. And he sent me a message back saying, Carl, like, I've got a lot of really good things going on in my life right now, but this video message was the highlight of my day. And so I talk about inside of day one, when you need a spot, and giving you a principle that will help you think about how to get more out of each of these days. And Inspired by Impact, principle number three is quality trumps quantity, right? So sure, you can text your brothers on a daily basis or whatever, but like just sending that video message, like I have to stop here. Otherwise, like I could do a whole episode on video messages and the impact they've had on the quality of my connections with the men in my life, but I won't. However, I did say I was going to do level one, two, three, right? So level one, if you're currently not connecting with brothers or whatever that value is, just think about what level one would be. Because for a lot of guys, like video messages might be a little daunting. So let's not do video messages. The next step after a text message would be voice message. Like that would be your level two. Or if you're not even doing text messages right now, like saying to your brother, like level one might be for you, hey man, I was thinking about you, just want to check in and see how things are via text message. Then when you get comfortable with that, you dial up to voice messages. Then when you dial up from there, or you get comfortable from there, then you go to your video messages. So whatever your value is, and your one small, specific, and simple action, think about the different levels. And it's like, hey, if the action that you're picking is creating a lot of resistance, it's already too much. Like, you've got too much weight on the bar. So think about how you can reduce that weight. That being said, it is time to get into day two of the challenge. And as I said, the theme and the question that we have for today is, what if we're all wrong about purpose? And this one is featuring Traver Boehm, host of the Uncivilized podcast. Side note, if I slur, I don't think this is the case, but this morning, Jenny Lee and I started what might be a new ritual. So whenever we have the opportunity to snuggle in the morning before she hits up work, hashtag bleh, we do that. But I put in our calendar, because this shit gets scheduled, I put snuggle and spicy coffee. Now, what does spicy coffee mean? A really dear friend of mine, she has two unbelievably amazing little young girls, and she has one of those soda streams, and her little girls call the soda stream water spicy water because it's bubbly. So I decided to call coffee with Bailey's in it spicy coffee. So yeah, it was 8 a.m. and we had some Bailey's and coffee. Judge me all you want, but it's fucking delicious. Anyways, getting back to this, let's move on to the inspiration that we got from Mr. Traver Boehm. I'll have him spit out some amazing lyrics right here, and then we're going to take a little chunk of it and run it through the 1-2-MMU.
Purpose isn't often an intellectual pursuit, and that's why it's hard for men, because we are very logical and analytical. This is a heart-led pursuit. It is a soul-led pursuit. And we don't hear our hearts and our souls blasting and going 500 miles an hour. We have to create space. We have to sit quietly. And we have to be open to hearing an answer that may not come with an eight-figure paycheck and new cars and a huge house. Right? We also have to dispel the myth that purpose is a New York Times best-selling idea. Your purpose may be just to be an amazing father that nobody's ever going to know about. Your purpose may be to be the one person in your company who brings light and love. Your purpose may be to the calming force in your neighborhood. That's it.
Really quick side note here. When you hear the quotes, sure, I'm going to pick out the piece that resonates with me the most, but you don't have to use that for your 1-2 MMUs or your level 3 MMU, the OG, right? Like, if there's something else in here, because he talks... There's quite a few little gems in here that we could use, but here is the one that I'm going to emphasize for the sake of the challenge. Quote, we also have to dispel the myth that purpose is a New York Times best-selling idea. Your purpose may be to be an amazing father that nobody's ever going to know about. Your purpose may be to be the one person in your company who brings light and love. Your purpose may be to be the calming force in your neighborhood. That's it. So for me, I've been immersed in the personal development self-help world for more than 20 years, and the pursuit of purpose has given me more headaches than even the pursuit of money. That was until I decided to look at purpose from a daily lens inside my own world with the people that I love the most, as opposed to attempting to find this one calling or passion I'm supposedly here to fulfill. So moving on to the integration, here's the question that we have. What is your day-to-day purpose that at the end of the day isn't going to make you famous, but will make you loved by the people you love most? Again, let me repeat that. What is your day-to-day purpose that at the end of the day isn't going to make you famous, but will make you loved by the people you love most? Now, for the need a spot portion of this, we're going to IBI principle number 4, which ironically relates back to day number 1, and that is value goals versus outcome goals. The people who stay consistent year after year in the gym are not the ones chasing a number on the scale. They train because training is an expression of their personal values. When we link what we do to what we value, we live in alignment with who we truly are. So let me demo. My day-to-day purpose is to keep my commitments to myself. Now, this is very much like the oxygen mask analogy on the planes. I know that if I can keep my commitments to myself, I'm going to show up as the best version of myself for the people I love. And showing up as the best version of myself for the people I love has been and always will be my sole purpose. That soul as in S-O-L-E and soul as in S-O-U-L. So here is the integration question for you again, my brother. What is your day-to-day purpose that at the end of the day isn't going to make you famous, but will make you loved by the people you love most? Let us know, my boys in the chat, in this beta group, if you will. You know what to do. Let us know in the chat, especially after that amazing video that Philip sent us. And for those of you listening, well, if you're not in the group, well, then you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, and that's just fine. If you're on IG, let us know. Tag, share, comment, DM. Because most importantly, or the most important thing about this challenge isn't the fact that you're listening to this shit. Because, side note, I thought about this analogy this morning with regards to why, like, one of the main reasons I'm doing this challenge in terms of getting people to take action on their inspiration, like move from inspiration to integration. The analogy that I thought of is imagine hiring a personal trainer, going to the gym with them, and then just walking around and showing you all the equipment and demoing the exercises. Like, how ludicrous would that be? Imagine paying somebody $80, $50, $150, whatever it is for a personal training session, and having them walk you around and show you the equipment, demo it themselves, but never you actually doing any of it. Like, how ludicrous would that be? To me, that's the same thing as listening to this podcast or consuming any other content and not fucking doing the work yourself. Long story short, get off your ass, do the work, and crush this challenge to ignite the impact you wish to see in your world. Until next time, my brother. Well, we've got a huge day three tomorrow because we're continuing this trend of purpose. So stay tuned for that because we got my brother Andrew Romeo coming on and he's going to provide some fucking amazing inspiration. So until day three, my brothers, we got this.